The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy. Romance. Drama. In the Skippy Hollywood Theater. Starring Miss Jane Russell in High Polish. And now here is the director of the Skippy Hollywood Theater, Mr. Les Mitchell.
This week, as usual, we tell a story, but more than that, we introduce a new character. Dolly, the manicure girl, who is completely irresistible to her male customers, was once made famous through a magazine series, but this is her radio debut. The young lady who plays the role, however, is no stranger to radio or to you. You've heard her on the air as a comedian and as a singer, and she's been starred in such pictures as The Outlaw, Young Widow, and opposite Bob Hope in Paleface. She was both popular and famous even before her first picture was released, for she's America's most photographed, most publicized, most alluring movie star. We're very happy indeed to welcome as our guest this week, Miss Jane Russell.
Did you mean it when you said you thought I was alluring, Les?
I'll tell you as soon as my Adam's apple comes back up into my throat. You know, you're pretty breathtaking, Jane.
Oh, thanks, Les.
And I think you have more than just eye appeal, too. I believe the audience is going to enjoy you in your breezy comedy role.
Well, I hope so.
And, Jane, I'd like to talk to you for just a moment right after the final curtain.
Oh, I'd like that, Les.
Fine. Well, there's only one man in the whole studio whose attention isn't fixed on Jane Russell, and his head is buried in a paper, so let's look in on Van Desitel.
If eating were a simple matter of stocking up with the necessary food elements, you could probably survive on codfish and parsnips and lose nothing more than your zest for living. But if I'm not mistaken, you prefer foods that play tunes on your appetite. Dishes you can enjoy with all the enthusiasm of a small fat boy locked in a candy shop. So I'd like to point out that Skippy peanut butter tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. The kind that give other peanuts inferiority complexes. And listen to this. There is no oil separation and never a trace of rancidity to mar that fantastic flavor. Now, I'm well aware those are pretty dazzling claims, but a chap out in Drop Seed, Idaho, has just written me a 7-page letter which illustrates my point quite convincingly. He writes, "Dear Van, I heard you say on the radio, if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. I like peanuts, so I tried Skippy. My only comment is, yum, 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 yum."
The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of High Polish, adapted for radio by Bud Lesser and starring Miss Jane Russell. The curtain is up, and here is the play.
Hello, Hotel Dolby Barbershop. Miss Tilly speaking. Well, certainly you can get a manicure in your room, madam. I'll be right up. Oh, you want Dolly? Well, all right, I'll send her up. Room number, please. Thank you.
Miss Tilly, huh? I'd be greatly obligated from the bottom of my heart if you quit spending your day on the telephone and took care of that gentleman in the second chair.
But I was just acting as Dolly's secretary again, Bill. Oh, the second chair?
The second chair. And today. Hello, Hotel Dolby Barbershop. Bill, the head barber speaking. No, Dolly's busy. And don't call again. Our employees are not permitted to get private phone calls during business hours. Especially from men.
Oh, are you the gentleman who wanted the manicure?
Yes, I am. But Dolly always takes care of me.
Dolly always takes care of everybody. But look, I work here too.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you see, my cuticles are sort of used to Dolly's touch.
Well, she's busy and she has a room call after she gets through.
Oh, I'll wait.
Well, I always do.
Well, Well, if it isn't Dolly, returned from her wanderings to brighten the dullness of our simple little shop.
If that was meant for a dirty dig, I wish to inform you that I had 2 manicures to do in that room call. Here, ring it up, boss.
Well, I am the head barber.
Oh, sure. You fell for that old dodge of a title instead of a raise. Now you can make like the owner of the joint so that the customers will figure they don't have to tip you.
I make out all right. I have enough for a down payment on that little house I told you about.
Well, I hope you and Tilly will be very happy.
Tilly? Oh, now look, Dolly, it's you I'm in love with. A fact with which you are very well acquainted. I want to marry you and...
And take me away from all of this. Sorry, Bill. Wrong number. Shall I give you another line?
But, Dolly, I adore you with every fiber of my being.
You sound as though you were made of wood.
But I'm not. I'm made out of flesh and blood, and I yearn for you.
That was in the picture we saw down at the Paramount the other night. Only Van Johnson was more convincing.
Oh, Dolly, honestly. I went walking all alone last night, just so that I could think of you. I passed the jeweler's window that has a ring just like my mother used to wear in it. A beautiful, plain gold band.
They aren't wearing plain gold bands anymore. They're wearing platinum.
Platinum costs more than gold, doesn't it?
With diamonds.
Hey, Dolly, that antique Lothario is waiting for you.
Mr. Carter, tell him I'll be right back there.
Yes, Princess. Will there be anything else?
Oh, Tilly, you're so sweet to me.
Well, tell him.
I don't like the way that old buzzard looks at you.
Now, don't be jealous of him. Why, Mr. Carter's old enough to be my mother.
I'm jealous of all the guys you wait on. You sit there smiling and giggling and making eyes at them and holding their hands. And...
Well, it's pretty tough trying to manicure their fingernails without holding their hands, Bill. Well, it was nice of you to wait for me, Mr. Carter.
Oh, why don't you call me Alexander, Dolly? We're old enough friends to use each other's first names.
My mother taught me to be more respectful.
I'll bet your mother's a dear little thing.
My mother'd like that. She's probably got you by 20 years.
Oh, now, I'm not so old, and besides, a man's only as old as he feels.
Well, you feel pretty old. Here, put your hands in this almost cut glass bowl. There. Liquid polish or buff?
High polish, please, Dolly. What would you say to a nice evening at the theater and maybe a dance and a drink later?
Hmm? Now, look, Mr. Carter, I like to read about how the other half lives. But if you're looking for some poor but honest working girl of fatal charm with whom to spend the evening, you'd better hurry. It's getting late.
Oh, thank you. I hadn't noticed the hour. Yes, it is getting late. Well, here, for your trouble.
No, thank you. You didn't really need a manicure anyway.
Boy, I don't know what you said of that bird Carter this afternoon, but brother, his face sure turned awful red.
Good, now it'll match his tie.
Yeah.
Those old birds with young ideas.
Yeah, all I ever meet is young guys with old ideas.
Okay, girls, I'm locking up the front door. You can go out through the hotel lobby.
Oh, thanks. Come on, Tilly.
Okay.
Dolly, you won't change your mind about going to the movies, huh?
Oh, no. Tilly and I are going to get caught up in our washing and sewing and things. We'll see you tomorrow, Bill.
Night, Bill.
So long.
Hey, look. What though? Isn't that your dear friend Carter?
Yeah. Huh. He doesn't look so bad in the soup and fish.
Looks as though he shifted to his own generation.
Mm-mm, not Carter. He wouldn't be hanging around that old dame unless he's got his eye on that daughter of hers.
Yeah. You know, but ain't it funny how a mother and a daughter can look so much alike and yet be so different? Hey, that girl's a real beauty.
How can you tell with all that war paint and glass she's got on?
Oh, gee, darling, you know, if I had glass like that, I'd be afraid to take it out of the vault.
If I had a mother like that, I'd put her in one. It's your turn first this morning, Tilly.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mr. Worms earned a 10-cent tip. You'll probably draw a dreamboat with a fistful of money he's just dying to try to get rid of.
Oh, you weren't kidding on that dreamboat angle. Get a load of what just walked in.
Hey,
oh,
Dolly,
boy.
I think you better take care of Mr. Winder this morning.
Oh, no, fair is fair. I wouldn't want to cheat Tilly out of her turn.
Oh, well, thank you, Dolly, and good hunting.
Good morning, sir. Haircut? Shave?
A manicure, please.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Dolly.
Good morning, sir. Manicure?
Please.
Shall we go back to the rear table? The light's better there.
Yeah, and it's further away from Bill.
Mm. Here we are. You sit right over there, please.
All right.
Comfortable?
Fine.
Do you like your nails short or long?
I like them short, please.
I don't believe I've ever seen you in here before.
No, I haven't been in before.
Is that about the right length?
Fine.
You staying in the hotel here?
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know yet. I just came in on the morning train.
You have a lot of friends in town?
No.
Going to stay long?
Well, it depends.
I'm Dolly. What's your name?
Hardy. John Hardy.
Well, John, I don't usually make dates with customers, but seeing that you don't know a soul in town, put your hand in the bowl, please. There's a wonderful picture down at the Capitol this week. I'll dry the other hand now. And I haven't got a soul to go with.
Well, you're very kind to take pity on a stranger, but...
Stanley, you got a room call waiting. Room 202. Are you about done?
How about done? I practically just started. What does he think I am, an octopus? 202 can wait.
202, no, go on right up. Don't mind me, I can wait.
Oh, it won't take me more than a minute to finish.
No, I can wait. I'd rather wait. To tell you the truth, I want to see you after you come back down.
I couldn't even feel your pulse when I held your hand a minute ago. Judged by your condition now, 202 must be quite the dish.
Would you mind taking a note up there for me?
A note? What do I look like, a bellboy?
No, well, you see, it's this way. There are two ladies up in 202, and I want the younger one to get the note without the older one seeing it.
Hmm.
If I had a bellboy deliver a note, she'd grab it. The older one, I mean.
And I suppose the older one grabs the telephone when it rings, too.
That's right. Would you take Grace a note?
Well, probably strictly against the rules, or it would be if the management had ever thought the problem would come up.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get in trouble.
Oh, scribble your note while I get my tools together. I thrive on trouble. There's a pencil and paper over there.
I wouldn't want you to do it for nothing.
Oh, put the letters away. You know, once in a while I like to do a personal favor just to make myself believe that my heart's in the right place.
You're the real good, Dolly.
I'll be gone half or three quarters of an hour. Will you be here when I get back?
I sure will. You're all wool in a yard wide, Dolly.
I better get out of here before you have me believing I'm a whole dry goods counter.
I'm not marrying that old reprobate.
Shh, please. Oh, that's all right, lady. I work in the hotel. We have no ears, eyes, or mouth, only a nail file. Which one's the manicure for?
For my daughter. You can sit there.
Thanks. You can go right on with the fight now. You might need a referee.
Oh, well, I'll get it. And hurry up with the manicure, young lady. My daughter has an important date for luncheon.
I owe you an apology, Grace. What in the world for? Well, I saw you in the lobby last night, and I told my girlfriend that I couldn't tell whether you were beautiful or not under that war paint, but it isn't paint. You're lovely.
Well, thank you. I used to be embarrassed about my high coloring when I was a kid.
I don't blame him at all.
You certainly talk in riddles.
Blame who? Johnny. John Hardy.
Johnny? You know him? He's in town?
Mm-hmm. He gave me a note for you. Here.
It's a sweet note. Tell him to call me at 5. Mother will be getting a facial then. Oh, but it's no use. Mother won't even let me see him. She's afraid we're serious about each other.
And she's right, of course.
Of course.
It was Mr. Carter on the phone. I thought him 1:30 would be fine.
I won't go out with the old goat.
And I won't have you talking that way about a gentleman like Mr. Carter. He's a member of one of the most prominent old Boston families. And very wealthy besides.
But, Mother, I'm in love with Johnny.
We'll hear no more about that young whippersnapper. I'm going to dress, and you hurry, too. I want you to look your loveliest.
What'll I do?
Never fear. Now the Dolly's on the job, everything's under control.
You mean you'll help? Oh, but what can you do?
Erase the wrinkles from your lovely brow. I mean it. Dolly always gets a man for somebody else.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of High Polish, starring Miss Jane Russell. But first, let's look in on Van Desitel.
Yum, 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 yum. Sincerely yours, O.G. Boggs, Drop Seat, Idaho. A P.S. Yum, yum.
Hold on, Ben. What's all this yum-yum business?
Oh, that's the end of that Skippy fan letter I was reading last.
Oh.
Just imagine 7 solid pages of yums. Of course, that's really just a mild reaction to Skippy peanut butter. For after all, Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. But the advantages of Skippy go far beyond flavor alone. In the matter of freshness, for example, Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. It's just as impossible for oil separation, stickiness, dryness, or rancidity to mar your enjoyment of Skippy as it is to pull your socks off over your head. Of course, no description of Skippy is complete without giving honorable mention to the fact that Skippy is one of the most economical high-protein foods you can buy today. You buy Skippy at low cost. You use it without waste. If you're not already a Skippy fan, I hope you'll try a jar soon. For it's the truth. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Jane Russell as Dolly in High Polly.
Well, Johnny, I see you're still here.
Did you see her? Is she looking badly? Did you give her my note? Did she read it? What'd she say?
Well, in the order asked, the answers are yes, no, yes, yes, and call her at 5. The battle axe will be out getting her edge resharpened.
Dolly, a customer waiting in the 3rd chair.
Coming, Bill. Johnny, listen, you meet me in the hotel cocktail lounge just off the lobby at 6.
All right, Dolly.
By that time, I'll have a habeas corpus or something. That guy in the 3rd chair didn't want a manicure, Bill.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood him. He had a towel over his face.
I let Johnny go without even buffing his nails.
You were with him plenty long enough.
Oh, now I get it. You knew that guy in the 3rd chair didn't want a manicure. You were just trying to get me away from Johnny.
Well, I wanted to talk to you, too. I wanted to ask you to go to the movies tonight.
After pulling a low, mean, cheap, contemptible trick like that, I should say not. Besides, I've got a date. Well, come on. Aunt Dolly's ready for the report.
I spoke to Grace.
No.
Yep, and we're going to the theater tomorrow night. And her mother is coming along.
How cozy.
Well, anyway, I'll get to see her at least one more time. After that, I...
Now, don't tear up the tickets until the results are declared official.
I wanted Grace to run away with me, but she says she'll never marry without her mother's consent. I guess her mother has Grace's husband all picked out.
The returns aren't all in yet, and Dolly knows a couple of ways to stuff the ballot box. What theater are you going to?
I got seats for Finian's Rainbow.
Good. That's on the 46th Street Theater. That'll give us more time. Now, when the show's over, take it easy getting out. Be sure you're the last ones out of the theater. Go back to your seat or do something to kill more time.
Before?
Never mind. When you get outside, invite Grace and her mother to the Honors Club for a bite to eat.
What if they won't come?
Oh, Grace will want to be with you as long as possible, and one look at that battle axe's figure assures me that the mention of food will have her hailing a cab before you finish your sentence.
You could be right. You said the Onyx Club.
That's right. Now, there'll be a table safe for you there. You ask for Frank, the head waiter, and leave the rest to me.
What are you cooking up, Dolly?
Well, I'm not sure, but I have an idea that it might be a better show than anything on Broadway.
If you're in it, I'm sure it'll be swell, Dolly.
Now, don't be saying sweet things to me, John. I might decide to save you for myself.
I don't think the fellow that manages the barbershop would like that. I saw him looking at you, and at me.
Bill, a mere business associate. He's a sort of imitation diamond in the rough. Good morning, Bill.
Oh, you mean you aren't mad at me anymore?
No, you were pretty cute yesterday.
Telling
me someone was waiting just to get me away from a handsome man.
Then you realized that it was only because of my deep infatuation for yours truly.
Bill, suppose my mother objected to you. Would you still pursue me?
Are you crazy? Your mother and me get along swell. Well, if she had anything to say about it, we'd been spliced ages ago.
But just supposing that she said, well, we couldn't see each other anymore. Or that she had to come along if we had a date.
Look, Dolly, your mother's in Schenectady.
Oh, that's the trouble with you. You haven't got any imagination.
Hey, Dolly, it's back.
Carter?
Uh-huh.
Good. I got work to do.
Well, now, what got into her?
She's looking for a man with imagination.
Well, that's Carter. Why, Alexander.
Oh, good morning, Dolly.
I was just hoping maybe you'd be my first customer today, Alexander.
Huh? Why?
Well, it'd sort of start my day off right. Did you want a manicure, or is this just a nice little social call?
Why, a manicure, of course.
Well, I was sort of hoping you'd be back to persuade me to accept that theater invitation.
Why, I'd be delighted if you'd go. We could try to get tickets to Finian's Rainbow.
I'd rather see a musical.
But that is a musical.
But then I meant I'd rather not see a musical.
Well, how about Command Decision? That's a drama. Have you seen that?
I'd rather see High Button Shoes.
But that's a musical.
I know.
I'll get tickets. At what time shall I call for you and where?
Well, about 8, I guess. And I'll write out the address for you. I can't take any chances on your getting lost. This is very important to me.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure we'll have a wonderful time together. I'll see you at 8, Dolly.
It's a date.
Oh.
Help me get into this thing. No look.
Oh, gee, you look just super, Dolly.
Can I borrow your coat again?
I sure, kid.
And the bag?
I guess so.
And the gloves to go with it?
Well, my clothes will get to see a Broadway show anyway. I sure don't know what you're getting all dolled up for. Why, you wouldn't even go out with this guy Carter before. Shall I answer?
No, I'm ready. I'll get it.
Okay.
Oh, Dolly, you look charming. Really charming. Good enough to eat.
I am good enough to eat. After the theater.
Good enough to eat. I get it. Okay. A bite to eat, a drink, and a dance after the show.
It's a deal.
Come, Dolly. The carriage waits without.
A carriage? Are you kidding?
Oh, no. It's just a sort of an old-fashioned expression. I have my car, of course.
Oh, well, what are we waiting for? Come on, Alexander.
Coming, my dear.
I'm sorry we had to leave before the last number.
Oh, I'm just sorry you don't feel well, my dear. I'll take you right home.
Home? I thought you said we were going to the Onyx Club.
Did I say the Onyx Club? Well, I guess I must have. Do you feel well enough, Dolly dear?
Oh, yes. I feel wonderful now. I guess the fresh air helps.
Well, do you think that you should eat? After not feeling so well?
Well, they say champagne's very easy on the stomach.
So they do. To the Onyx Club.
Good evening, Monsieur, Monsieur. Why, Dolly, hello.
Good evening, Frank. Alexander, would you be a dreamboat and get me one of those gardenias over there for my hair?
Why, certainly. It would be a pleasure. I'll be right back, Dolly.
Listen, Frank, I need a favor. No questions, please. We haven't got time.
Or anything. Go ahead, Dolly.
Put me in this old buzzard in the corner. Seat him with his back to the door.
Yeah.
Now, there'll be another party along in a few minutes. An Arrow collar ad, the girl the boys all dream about, and an old she battleship. Seat them at the next table.
Yeah, right, Dolly. Anything for a pal. Aha, there, monsieur. This way, if you please.
Ah, here's your gardenia, Dolly.
Oh, thanks, Alexander. You dream boy, you.
Oh.
We'll have another couple of bottles of champagne, Frank.
You said it, darling. Another couple of bottles of champagne. Only not these little bitsy ones this time.
But certainly, monsieur.
Well, here's to you, Dolly, old thing.
You're quite a guy when you get started, Alexander.
There's the music, Dolly. I used to do a mean Charleston. Come on, let's dance, Dolly.
Can I help you?
Well, the way you talk, you'd think I was inebriated. You'll see how sober I am. You have to be sober to do this. Look. I learned that at Arthur Murray's.
Well, then maybe you better wait until we get on the dance floor. Huh?
Well, come on then, Dolly. Come on, baby.
Well,
Oh, that was a good number. You're a swell dancer, Dolly. You're a swell girl. Come on, drink up. I'm way ahead of you. Let me sit over here, closer to you. You're too far away. My arm annoys you.
Oh, Alexander, I like your arm around me. You know that.
Good evening, madame. And say, monsieur, you have a reservation?
Well, not exactly.
It's okay, Dolly, tip me off. Hey, thank you, sir. This way, please.
This looks like a drinking place.
Oh, mother.
We do serve a little wine, madame, but the Onyx Club is mainly a dining spot. This is your table. May I suggest the exquisite Lobster Newburgh?
It's very lovely here, isn't it, Johnny?
It isn't bad. I'll have the lobster.
Yes, madame.
To start with.
Oh, Dolly, you're so unfriendly. Well, why do you have to sit way over there? Here's a toast to the sweetest girl in the world.
Oh, Mr. Carter, you just say that.
No, I'm not. Why, I put you up against all the society girls I've ever met. You top them all, Dolly.
Is that... Oh, but it couldn't be.
Slip us a little kiss,
please, Mr. Carter. I thought when I was with a man of your age, you wouldn't need a chaperone, but I see I was mistaken.
Well, what's got into you all of a sudden, Dolly?
I won't stand any more of your insults. Good night, Mr. Carter.
Well, how do you like that, leaving me all alone? Hello, Mrs. Crew and Grace. I was just entertaining a business friend, secretary to an important man. Won't you join me for a glass of champagne, sir? It's very good for the stomach, you know.
I am having no digestive problems, thank you. Let's get out of here. Come on, Grace. Please take us back to the hotel, John, dear.
It's a good thing she got us out of there, Dolly. Grace and I were almost bursting trying to keep from laughing.
I'm a pretty good actress, huh?
Oh, you're more than just that, Dolly. And we want you to come to the wedding.
Oh, I'm glad, Johnny.
It'll be a quiet little affair because we're heading for home tomorrow and we want to hurry and be married before Mother changes her mind.
Well, I know you and Grace will never change your minds. The best of everything in the world of both of you,
Johnny. Thank you, Dolly. You will come to the wedding.
Oh, I'd love to come. When is it?
Well, it's tonight in the private dining room of the hotel.
Tonight? Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't. You see, I promised to go to the movies with Bill.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of High Polish, starring Miss Jane Russell, who returns in just a moment.
You can treat your family to new, improved Skippy peanut butter in two different styles. Creamy style, blue label, or chunk style, red label. Chunk style has crunchy little nuggets of peanuts generously sprinkled throughout. Both styles, however, are triple mill to a buttery smoothness. Because Skippy has a texture like fresh creamery butter, it actually melts in your mouth. And it's wonderfully easy to spread on crackers, bread, or toast. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter. Now, here is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Jane Russell. Jane, you must have been a manicurist once.
Well, I do my own nails.
You'll spoil all that Hollywood glamour girl illusion.
I'm afraid that's just what it is, Les, an illusion. I'm really interested in all the wrong things for a glamour girl, that is.
You mean you don't drink champagne for breakfast and spend all your spare time in nightclubs?
Well, I like nightclubs once in a while, and I sing in them sometimes. I also like my picture and radio work and making records very much, but, well, that's my work. In my off hours, I'm sort of a home gal.
I hear it's a lovely home, too.
Well, it's brand new, and I'm pretty proud of it. I built it myself.
You mean brick by brick?
No, I mean a great many of the ideas that were built in are mine. Like the special false wall between the windows and the regular wall, for example.
I don't get it.
Well, the space holds four sets of drapes, Les. They're all different colors for my various moods.
Well, I hope you'll invite me up sometime when you have your red drapes flying.
My husband, Bob Waterfield, and I'd be very happy to have you call anytime.
Bob Waterfield, the professional football player, that great big strong guy?
Mm-hmm, that's the one.
Mrs. Mitchell and I will be delighted to call. And maybe you'd better have, say, a dark green or a blue drape that night.
Oh, I'll pick your colors very carefully. It's really been grand working with you, though, and with a wonderful cast of high polish. I'd particularly like to thank G.G. Pearson, who played my very wonderful roommate, Tilly.
And thanks to you, Miss Jane Russell.
In the cast, you heard Jane Russell as Dolly, G.G. Pearson as Tilly, Peter Leeds as Bill, Herb Rawlinson as Mr. Carter, John Newland as Johnny, Gloria Grant as Grace, and Janet Scott as Mrs. Carew. High Polish, from the magazine series Manicure Girl, by George Randolph Chester, was adapted for radio by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for attending our radio theater this week. We hope you'll be back with us each and every week to hear your favorite Hollywood stars in stories we've chosen for their particular talents and for your particular pleasure. In the weeks to come, you'll hear Victor Mature, Billy Burke, Eddie Albert, and many other fine actors.
Jane Russell may be seen in Pale Face, a Paramount picture. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.